this week, Rose Hagen, Gabriel Jacobs, Wasi Baluda, James Comack, and Nettie Paradovich.
Just allowed to touch this note like see how light the touch is and so these are such finer touches of the music. You must have like also so many touches like this, but we cannot understand them. I want to actually know your music, and I want to show our music.
That's I will be glad, very glad to show you. Toshi, can you? Is the banjo over there?
I would love to see your instrument.
Rose Hagen from Manly Hot Springs. I'm up here for the regional meeting for Indian education. Special meeting for the regional supervisors. This is my first meeting to a big regional meeting because I was elected last October to represent all the villages in the Tanana region. It was quite an honor. Right now I'm new to my job.
What is your work as being a parent advisor?
My work involves being the speaker for all the small villages. What they want, they tell me, and I tell the regional directors what they all want. Otherwise, I'm their speaker.
What do you mean by what they want?
The different things that they want for their villages, why they're not getting them if they're not getting them. Supplies for their, what they need for their Indian education, like materials or like say some schools might need inside plumbing facilities. Some schools might need playground equipment, maybe some villages might not be getting what they should be getting, you know, so they need a speaker to ask for things.
What about in teaching? You have any specific area what the parents want to be taught in schools?
It's up to the parent committee on what in each village and what they want their children to learn. Some, like Manly, they wanted bilingual and skin sewing and boat building. Well, as it was, we have two instructors. We got the skin sewing teacher and a bilingual teacher, but we couldn't get the other instructor. We just have to wait for until one comes around.
That was Rose Hagen. Here's Tom Rush with a song titled One Day I Walk.
Oh, I have been a beggar shall be one again, and few the ones with help to lend within this world of men. One day I walk in flowers, one day I walk on stones, today I walk in hours, one day I shall be home. Sat on the street corners and watched the boot heels shine and cried out glad and cried out sad in every voice but mine. One day I walk in flowers, one day I walk on stones, today I walk in hours, one day I shall be home, one day I shall be home.
My name's Gabriel Jacobs. I'm from Healy, and I'm just here as a parent committee to listen to what's going on. That's we never have this. This is the first time we heard about this, what's going on. I was elected to come and to listen to what's going on between this meeting here, to find out what the purpose is. So next time, when there's a meeting, there'll be somebody to come in to listen to or propose some what's going to be, what they want in school.
You got any ideas what the people want in your area in teaching?
Well, our school is pretty well equipped with what the students need, and there's only two families there and with six kids. And we don't know what we're going to do with that money. So we were thinking to go on a field trip for these kids. So in conjunction with the school, what do you want to learn? We were thinking about a ferry trip down to Kodiak, from Kodiak to Seattle.
Gabriel Jacobs, interviewed by Levi Lott. Next we hear Wasi Baluda.
My name is Wasi Baluda from Lake Eliana region. I was the chairman of the regional meeting we had in Bristol Bay concerning Indian education. The 25 villages involved. And we all had the meeting last fall, and I'm the chair. I was the chairman of the meeting. I was elected chairman. My purpose for being up here is to attend this meeting because it's a statewide meeting concerning Indian education. I'm here because I was the chairman of the regional meeting we had in Bristol Bay. We're trying to get mostly the parents involved in our local Indian education, so whether it's culture or art or whatever the programs be.
Have you brought up with some ideas yet in your region?
Well, since we've been at the meeting last fall, our proposals were in this year was going on a field trip, and I think because a lot of our children haven't been out in like Anchorage, in the big area, and I think it should give them a lot of experience.
Are there any other particular things you'd like to be taught in schools concerning our native heritage?
Well, I like to see most this bilingual teaching, and I think this is very good because it's kind of getting lost now, and I think if we have more involvement in this with Indian education, it would help our youngsters.
Wasi Baluda and Levi Lott. Next on Potlatch, a lady I had a chance of seeing down in Anchorage, Buffy St. Marie, and Native North American child. Listen, maybe she'll mention your group.
Who's got a head of match up with the raven? Who's got the fairest sun in every smile? Who's got good credit yet with all Mother Nature? Ooh, Native North American child. Who's got the rhythm of the universe inside him? Who taught the pilgrims how to make it in the wild? Who sings a 49 to rock and roll strangers? Ooh, Native North American child. Sing about your ebony African queen. Sing about your lily white lily, my lean. Beauty by the brush, but the girl of the hour is a Native North American heritage. Seven old Apache, Paiute, and Shoshone. Navajo, Comanche, Hopi, Eskimo, Cree, Tuscarora, Yankee, Pima, Pomo.
My name is James Comack. I represent the Bering Strait and Northwest regions. My position in the Bering Strait and region and Northwest is vice president or vice chairman. And the purpose I came down here to participate in Indian Education Act, which are being corrected or being revised than last year.
What are some of the revisions?
The revision was this. Making a proposal to regarding the Indian Education Act to Washington, that's supposed to be submitted to Washington, D.C.
What are some of the courses people would like to be taught in your area?
Our younger generation in our Upper Kobuk Valley and around our region, they're really active in a bilingual program that they're teaching our own languages, and the people wanted to have their students to be taught about sled making, snowshoes, old style living, like hunting, survival, and so forth. Recently, during our survey, our people in our region decided that our tradition is disappearing, and when this comes to light, we start. Teach our younger generation how to our native style.
James Comack, representing Bering Straits region. Now to Canada, where we hear the Eskimos from Hudson Bay and animal stories.
Anak ayok talong, anak si ayok talong, kanukle. там нога погнали тех, что водали в юах, а их миг пилотками, улучшами, чтобы их сыны как всех полетел. Сканатил им как-то ловит. Умогли. А ты у них как-то ловит, Доби?
Как-то ловит, как-то
ловит.
Сапкуру, пошли, тук-тук. Tuktu amakku malik pa.
Eh.
Malik kamiu ketimu kinani ugiarik pa.
Eh.
Ugiara oksu tukum mau tukuda oksu ni tuktu tamne imi hitla. Awaya ya pa ye tafe. Awaya ya 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 ya. Awaya ya. Pa. Tapai ugiak tawol kami.
Eh.
Pa ye tapago. Amau, out the lauksuni, kikin nami. Ukak poro. Pamniriyo arlo piti uwalulu, piti pittarlo uwalulu. Ukasa, kikin nami.
Eh.
Asuila uktam naka uyaki uwalu. Kano rimna. Lalu nak simau ya sedang menyapku. Kak wijak yuk tapu kau tinggal apa? Pangnir yuk sama kau kang mat. Pangnir yuk lupi tiu galu lupi tak lalu galu galu. Tapi mana iling mat? Tapi sih dah ni ada yang cukup sahur. Cukup lu kau wijak yuk. Asyila ani. Ani kami tapi mat. Icik po. Upat ini yuk. Ikut ni ada sun.
That was the Eskimos from Hudson Bay in Canada. Next, we hear the director of the Title IV Indian Education Act for the state-operated schools, Nettie Paratrovich.
Last year, we had 117 programs through Indian Education Act, primarily in the area supporting the lifestyle, culture, and heritage of the individual Native communities in our school system.
What's the purpose of this meeting here right now?
This is the statewide Indian education meeting that Alaska State Operated Schools is holding, which is open and public. And it's to discuss the overall proposal that goes into the Health, Education, and Welfare Department in Washington, D.C. to the Office of Indian Education. In this proposal, we will address the educational needs to come up with a proposal that supplements the basic education program that the state provides for our 5,700 Alaska Native students in our school system.
What about this rumor I heard, and maybe it's true, about Anchorage and Fairbanks? They won't get this money if they don't teach Indian education?
Well, there are lots of rumors about Indian education. Particularly in the area of Native studies and bilingual education. Bilingual education at the Alaska State Operated School System is handled through Title VII, which is another HEW grant. Through the Indian Education grant this year, we received some monies for the development of Alaska Native Studies curriculum, and we are presently meeting with and consulting with Alaska Native educators, Alaskan teachers of Native children, and other agencies and people who are in the business of developing Native Studies curriculum or interested in the development. Presently, the Alaska State-operated schools are developing with Indian education monies that was granted us last year, a Alaska Native Land Claims textbook, which will be available for our schools next year. This semester, we are presently field testing the Alaska Native Land Claims textbook and workbook in 3 or 4, I'm not positive, because one of the school districts didn't come in for teacher training of the land claims textbook. But we are presently field testing the textbook, and everyone is very excited about it. It's a very, very good textbook.
How many state-operated schools are there throughout Alaska?
133, I believe, now. We have several expanded programs this year, 9. And next year, we expect 21 more. 2 years ago, Galena went independent, which was formerly a state-operated school. This year, Selawik has gone independent. So gradually, we think that this is the trend, that as school districts or schools, individual schools or boroughs, such as the North Slope, want their independence, they will go, you know, independent school district.
What are some of the courses that are being taught under Indian education?
They are as many and varied as the schools we have. Some of the schools are teaching bilingual programs through the Indian education grant monies. Other schools are holding what we call cultural heritage type programs, where they bring in local resource people to teach the native arts and crafts, as well as trapping, hunting, survival, different courses that address the local needs of the people, such as the plants and animals that are available, you know, such as what plants are edible, which aren't, which are for medicinal purposes, the different type of flora and fauna that's available there but not presently in the schools. Some of the schools use their money for field trips because their students are fairly isolated, and many of them have never traveled to cities such as Anchorage, Fairbanks, or even Bethel. So many of the schools have field trips. Many of them order school equipment, supplies, and many of them have combinations of school ground equipment where none is available now. Some of them build play decks because there are no school grounds. Play decks is an area that the children can play in outside of the school because in the spring, you know, there might be 6 inches of mud, etc., or the river might be up and, you know, there's no school ground available. And as you know, most of our schools do not have gyms. And so Playdex is, you know, a fairly common item that the villages would like to have for their children. The flora and fauna is what's available there on the land in the area of plants and animals. And many of our school books, textbooks, etc., have been developed outside, which really don't address what our local situation holds in. And making the curriculum, or a simpler term for curriculum, is making what is available for the children to learn in the classroom more meaningful for those students. That is one of the areas that Indian education is addressing, that what the children learn in that school will be usable for them in their village and in their lifestyle. The Indian Education Act was primarily approved of by Congress for all Native American students, which includes Alaska Native students, We get a per capita share based on how many Native students we have in our schools. Last year we received $1,121,000. This year we expect $652,000. And that's because there are more schools now that are applying for the funds and there's a limited amount of money. But Indian Education Act is an attempt by Congress to address the special needs of our Native students and to involve the parents in the decisions about the programs that go into their schools. Without their involvement and their continued involvement in the program and to evaluate and let us know how the program is doing, Indian Education will address what those parents at that local school want in the way of programming.
Was A World of Our Own by the Seekers. Thanks to Folkways Records for the song from the Hudson Bay Eskimos, and thank you for listening to Potlatch. This is Mo Osley.
Potlatch is produced in the studio of KUAC in College under Title I of the Higher Education Act.